I'm going to send off at Brentford. I knew straight away that I'll have to wait for my chance to get back in, and the lads have done well when Connor's come in and the back four's done well, but just happy to be back today, and the result is massive. But as I always said, whenever I have an interview or everyone speaking to anyone after the game, clean sheet for me is massive, and I was glad to, when we went 2-0 up, I thought, that was because I was watching the game on the bench for Walsall, I thought, we're not going to have another one, so I just told Spadger, Nicky Adams and the lads in front of me, we'll sit in and we'll ease off whatever pressure's put onto us. But I thought from Paul Jones and Gold, I think he pulled off an absolute brilliant save. And as the gaffer said, everyone from Paul Jones the whole way up to Hazy and Prox, everyone put in a shift tonight, and it was a good result.
Yes, it was a great performance and wonderful football, and you guys at the back are obviously clearly encouraged to bring the ball out as well.
Yeah, it's when I'd missed 5 or 6 games, and I thought to myself, it's a bit nervous coming back in, and the pitch doesn't really give you massive confidence, but the gaffer wants us to play out when it's on. Obviously, you've the right times to play out, but yeah, we're full of confidence at the back. Joe and Sads and Muzzy's been doing brilliant, so I think the main thing now for us to do is push on and hopefully get a result Friday.
Obviously, you've sent off against Brentford. It was only a one-match ban, but it's taken you 6 games to get back in. I mean, you've obviously had to be patient. I guess it's a case of, I think Conor Essam's first full game was a clean sheet, so he kept the shirt.
I was in the same situation as Conor whenever I first, at the start, when Claude and Kyle were here. And I understand, but whenever I got sent off, I thought to myself, Conor, come on, done well. And that's what happens in football. And I had no grudges. I spoke to the manager and I said, I totally understand. And the only thing I could do is just keep myself ready for when I'm called upon. But as you said, the lads came in, Conor done well, Joe's been doing well, everyone's been doing well, but I just want to see results. And that's all I was happy to do. But I'm just so happy to be back in the team, get a result tonight, and hopefully keep my place for Friday, fingers crossed.
Because we've talked before about Richie developing young players, and we've talked about yourself and Joe Walsh, but Conor Essam, I mean, word about him, because hadn't played any first-team football, played, actually 7 games, including the game you were sent off in, 100 minutes in that game, and he looks, another cracking prospect.
Exactly. I think the manager's brought in some great players, and a lot of the time people may think, oh, well, we need a bit of experience and we need this, but I think, as people can see now, we're all grown with experience. We're still only young. And for the club, it's a big thing for the club, because there'll be a lot of big clubs watching 20, 21-year-olds playing centre-half, and there's young lads, Jamie Proctor, starting to score goals up front now. And it's great for the club, and the manager, he's picked out some great players, and I'm delighted for everyone.
Of course, you've seen someone like Hope Akpan go on to play for Reading in the Premier League. Even go back last season, players like Tubbs and Barnett have a year and a bit of success, and clubs come for them. I mean, it doesn't mean they're a selling club, it just means they're good at developing players.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think, as you said, a lot of the fans and even a lot of the players, you wanna keep a team, and you wanna push on with the team and blend. But obviously, if the chance comes up for a bigger club, as in Hope went to Reading and that, there, the club won't hold you back, and even the manager's always pushed us on and tried to give us confidence. But as you said, you're a Crawley player and you want to do well for Crawley. But as you said, if a big club comes in, you have to sit down and think about it. But it's just playing. Yeah, as a young lad, as myself, Jamie, Connor, Joe, we just want to play. And a big thing for us is playing week in, week out. But the big thing now is getting results, which is hopefully we can crack on. I think we're looking forward to Stevenage now, with full of confidence. We've been very unlucky the past few games. I don't know if you've seen Yeovil and Walsall in these games. It was frustrating sitting on the bench because we deserved more than what we got. But I think we got the bit of luck that we needed tonight, and hopefully we can crack on.